Good afternoon, Kevin Robinson.
Please be seated.
We have Mark.
There's Justice Gibbons.
This is the time set for the public hearing on the proposed amendments to NRCP 16.1 for domestic relations cases, NRCP 16.2, and NRCP 16205. Justice Gibbons is in Las Vegas, and would you like to make some opening statement? Justice Gibbons?
Yes, Chief. Thank you very much. This administrative docket petition was filed in October of 2016. The purpose of it was in conjunction with our future project to revise and update the Nevada Rules of Civil Procedure was to clarify that it was really not necessary to have two rules enumerated as NRCP 16.1. It created confusion with the bar and other people. Sometimes the wrong NRCP 16.1 was cited either in family court or in civil court. As such, the committee was formed, chaired by myself and consisting of Judge Michael Gibbons from the Court of Appeals, Judge Bridget Robb from the Second Judicial District Court, Judge Charles Hoskin, the presiding family division judge from the Eighth Judicial District Court, Judge Vincent Ochoa from the Eighth Judicial District Court, Attorney Jennifer V. Abrams from Las Vegas, and Attorney Michael V. Cattleman from Reno. The committee went through NRCP 16.1 and made edits to incorporate the family division NRCP 16.1 into the NRCP 16.2 and 16.205, which pertain exclusively to family court matters. So the idea would be is to get the old family court 16.1 repealed from the books, incorporate the necessary provisions into NRCP 16.2 and 16.205. So the committee made some drafts to do so. There was a question in the court's mind in considering the petition initially is what impact it had on access to justice. So the committee spent a great deal of time in its meetings reviewing the language and determining what they felt would be best to improve access to justice as far as the wording of the rules. As such, the committee recommended a redraft from the original language contained in the administrative docket petition, not to single out people representing themselves as having to comply fully with the rules as everybody else has to do, but to eliminate that provision so that the rules would be written simply to give the court the discretion to handle matters that come up with pro se litigants in order that the judges could exercise their discretion to maximize the access to justice issues. I might add that the judges all on the committee were all strongly in favor of that suggestion. I think that Justice Douglas originally made, and the committee was in unanimous agreement that we should make those wording changes and encourage the district courts to exercise their discretion to improve access to justice. So, with that in mind, the order was filed on December 23rd to set this public hearing, and the revised language was attached to that order, and the committee is urging the Supreme Court to adopt that revised language to accomplish these revisions in the NRCPs. In addition, Presiding Judge Hoskin is here in the courtroom in Las Vegas. He is available to testify to the Supreme Court if any justices have any questions for him.
Judge Hoskin?
Director Charles Hoskin.
Good afternoon. Judge, how are you?
Good.
Do any of my colleagues have any questions for Judge Hoskin? Did you want to make a statement about this ADKT?
Well, I want to reiterate what Justice Gibbons already indicated with regard to the efforts to clarify 16.1, 16.2, and 16.205 so that the practitioners know where to go and which rules apply. We had healthy discussions in the committee with regard to how to make that happen and moving that forward. And I think what we've done will serve the litigants and the people we're trying to serve.
Any questions? Seeing no questions. Judge Gibbons, did you want to say anything?
No, Chief. I think that I've said enough, and I think the presiding Judge Hoskin has echoed kind of my analysis of the committee's thoughts on this. So I've just urged the Supreme Court to approve these proposed amendments.
And I believe Judge Gibbons also would support this ADKT.
Yes.
And he said yes. Okay, this matter will be concluded and stay.